Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are listening to Aaron and Alex.
Yes, good afternoon, Aaron and Alex, with you for another Monday afternoon. It is lovely to see you again, Al.
Back at you, Aaron.
It is. We are here for you Monday afternoon for the next couple of hours. We've had a big couple of weeks, a week or so since we last spoke to you. Al, look, we had a little party on the weekend. And party we did, but you looked so pretty in your snow white dress.
I looked stunning.
Well.
No, I'm going to admit that.
It was a little bit long. You had to walk around holding it up. All I saw was you.
I had to hold it up and people just kept tripping me over. They kept stepping on me.
Hate little stand on it.
On my big trail. First time I've worn a ball gown. And I loved every minute of it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really did. Who does? What girl does want to be a princess?
Well, you looked like one the other night. It was quite nice.
Thanks. Oh my
That's
God.
All right.
Take note, guys. That's my first compliment.
You were Snow White, weren't you?
Snow White.
Yeah? I was one of your little dwarfs, wasn't I?
No. Well, you looked like it. Aaron went as the evil guy off Frozen.
Yes, he's Hans.
Which I'm sure most have seen. No, that's not Hans is the nice one.
Well, I'm naughty but nice. How about we go with that?
But, Loki, he looks like Napoleon. I just wanted to put it out there.
Also, you've got a very green tongue at the moment because you've been in for lollies this afternoon. Yeah.
Is it green?
Yep. Oh. I can tell with all that extra little bit of snow white fluff you're carrying onto at the moment. And we also saw a petting zoo on the lawn.
Yeah.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Yes. The uni has been so much fun today. Not only did they have this very exotic DJ on the lawn, there was a petting zoo and I met the miniature pony called Charlie.
Now, petting zoo, not weird for me, but for you...
Love it.
Would be, because you wouldn't see a lot of animals in Sydney.
I have been to a lot of petting zoos.
Oh, I don't know if you've been to a farm or anything like that before, though.
Are you serious?
All you've seen animals is locked up in cages.
Do you think I live in a... underground? I'm confused.
Well, you do live in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, so...
I've been to a farm many times.
What did you do there? Just pet some animals and leave?
No, I love getting involved in all of it. Ooh. So much more exciting than city life. Oh yeah, another pigeon. Awesome. You know?
The most popular animal in the city, pigeons.
They're not popular, they're just there.
Well, a bit like me, hey, this afternoon. I'm just here. We are here to talk you through the next couple of hours. Straight after this, the earthquake that rocked Bathurst. Look, I was so scared when I found out 2 days later. It's Aaron and Alex.
Aaron and Alex.
Al, there's been an earthquake in Bathurst. Of all places.
I know.
Bathurst has the Teutonic plates that I learned in primary school. It's one big plate, so basically you can't break it very easy.
No.
But basically, Anzac Day, no one felt it. Like, there was some people at home that felt it in the area, but only a 2.6 magnitude earthquake at 5:30 p.m. on Anzac Day. Look, all the media organisations got onto it straight away. All our newspapers, Western Advocate, all the Sydney ones. Like, it got picked up nationally. It was huge news for Anzac Day. No one felt anything. No damage occurred.
Yeah.
Were you okay, Al?
I was all right. I had no idea the whole time.
Look, I know it's a pretty traumatic experience for you, but I think...
More for you by the sounds of things, Aaron.
Yeah, look, I struggled. I struggled a lot dealing with the earthquake. I didn't think it was an earthquake. I just thought it was, like, because I was standing near you at one point and I thought you actually just farted, so I didn't think it was an earthquake.
Right. Right, sure. My mum messaged me. She's like, are you all right? And I was like, if you're being specific, not really. I'm very drunk. But I knew she wasn't referring to that. And she's like, sent me... an article, just a photo of the computer being like explosions and shaking houses. Bathurst hit with an earthquake.
Yeah.
That was on Nine News.
I know, it went national. It was crazy. It was huge news. But yeah, we're all okay.
It went national?
It. Yep.
Well, only my mum checked if I was all right. So thanks all my other mates. We're fine.
Yeah, we made it. We made it through this
one. It is a little bit scary. And you definitely don't expect Australia to
yeah,
ever
you
have
don't expect it.
Earthquakes at all because we're not in the equator.
I know.
Not anywhere near it.
Well, we're close.
Anything can happen, guys. You've got to always be prepared. I'm not sure how you prepare for an earthquake, though.
Just hold on. Hold on.
For dear life.
I think don't you go in the bathtub?
What?
I think you go sit in the bathtub. In like an earthquake or what's the other one? The wind one?
A cyclone?
You sit in the bathtub. because the walls are stronger or something. I don't know, but that's what I was told.
The tiling?
Yep.
The waterproofing?
Yep. So if you're ever coming over my house and I'm just sitting in the
bathtub. No, I can imagine you just rocking back and forth like, oh my God.
Four of us are just sitting in the bath.
That's the only time I would ever hop in a bath with you in it.
Well, didn't say if we're wearing clothes or not, but anyway.
Tag it.
Aaron and Alex on 2MCE.
It's the May update.
The
May update, because it rhymes, I wanted to call it that too. The May update of all your TV and movie streaming services, guys. I'm not going to stick to just Netflix. I'm going to do Foxtel, Stan and Netflix.
Share the love around, because I want to see some love.
Well, because I own 2 out of 3, and I thought a lot of people own Stan. I'll give them a bit of an info.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Just on that, I'm currently on the 30-day free trial. I'll let you know how it goes.
Thank you. I'm fine with mine. But
I'll be cancelling on day 29.
Stop interrupting my May update. All right. Guys, Netflix, we have coming up in May. I'm going to just do 3 significant ones of each that I found out, guys. Because I'm just, I don't want to overwhelm you with information. The Shadowhunters Season 3, Netflix. The Simpsons movie comes out this month. Awesome. And a Michael Jackson, The Moonwalker, I'm presuming it's a documentary.
No, I'm going to say it's a documentary. It's not going to be like a TV show.
I don't know whether it was just like a made-up movie or it's actually just like a proper documentary. We'll find out. Go watch it, guys. On Stan, this is for Aaron. Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, Sherlock. I don't mind a bit of Sherlock.
I'm pretty sure it's the TV series.
Yep.
They're putting more on there.
Good.
I think it's amazing, by the way, that Sherlock Holmes with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
So good. For those that are under this current obsession, RuPaul's Drag Race. More seasons of that coming out. And the movie The Perks of Being a Wallflower is being added onto Stan.
That's an interesting name, if nothing else. The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
It's with Emma Watson.
I haven't seen it.
Well, now you can.
Yay!
On Foxtel, they'll be playing The Breakfast Club in May. Taken, the new, and it's been, the reviews are absolutely phenomenal. So there's high expectations for the new series Picnic at Hanging Rock. So check that out on Netflix. And, of course, Westworld Season 2 is coming out as well.
Yes, and there's only 8 Tuesdays until Wentworth Tuesdays starts.
Oh, my God.
So a fair way into the future, but 8 weeks.
I know, it's not May. See, like, let's do a whole segment just on Wentworth.
Maybe we could just turn the whole show into Wentworth reviews.
Oh, my God. I would be obsessed. Character analysis, Wentworth.
I don't think
so. Episode 1. Frankie, I could just talk about it for hours. Anyways, guys, that's your May update. Check all those out. If you want to find out more, you can probably Google it, but that's what I got for you. I hope it's good enough.
You are listening to Aaron and Alex.
Yeah, there's a lot of news that goes around that's just not positive. Okay?
I know.
There's a lot
of
negative news.
And it's all the same stuff, isn't it?
I know.
So we like to keep things interesting.
Look, this one is a feel-good story. There has been a man in the US that has been drafted into the NFL for the Seahawks, and he actually only has one hand. So he lost one of his hands when he was 4 years old to a complication, but he will play in the NFL next season with his twin brother. Just a couple of weeks ago, Al, he was doing same sort of work you and me do, waitressing, okay? Like literally doing an entry-level job, didn't have a career.
But did he have NFL experience?
No. He's just been drafted for the very first time. So he's been playing gridiron for a long period of time, but he's only just got this experience.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Sorry. Does he have previous gridiron experience?
Yeah, he's been playing for a while. But, now he's finally made it into the NFL. He's the first ever player to be drafted with one hand.
Good for him. That's
very
absolutely
proud of him.
And especially because the NFL is so beyond competitive. Like,
I know,
you go to college,
it's
you look
huge.
For scholarships, you like the amount of money and effort some people put in. And, you know, it's just amazing that someone, even with like less advantage, can still get drafted is awesome.
Yeah, correct. You'll get a degree just because you're good at footy.
You'll only go to college just because you want to play footy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, 100% it is.
But, look, he's also very strong, Al. He's the kind of man you'll be looking for if you went with Lachlan. But he can bench press 102 kilos.
Oh, okay? You're right. I do like the sounds of
20
that.
Times.
Okay. What?
20 times, okay?
With one hand.
He puts a prosthetic on, but he still bench presses it.
That's insane.
I know. That's so awesome. Imagine that as your party trick. Okay? Oh, just give me a bench press.
Oh my God, I would ask him like every 5 minutes.
That's literally someone again, bench pressing you and me at the same time.
Oh my God, I've always wanted that someone to be able to bench press me. And I feel low. It came out.
Okay, lay down, I'll do it. I'll give it a go.
Oh my God, I will probably break your skull.
I'll try and bench press you in the break. If we don't come back, it's because Alex has squished me and I got a broken arm. But I'll give you a try and bench press in a minute. It's Aaron and Alex.
You are listening to Aaron and Alex.
Oh, look, you've had some troubles in the last couple of weeks. Starting a brand new job, it's not always the easiest thing to do and to adjust to these new jobs.
It's not always easy and you have a lot of learning of new things. Like, every business is obviously different.
Exactly. No one wants to be the new guy.
No, it sucks. And it's so awkward having small talk with everyone. I just have a lot of first world problems when it comes to this situation because I've been in a few jobs just because I obviously go to uni here in Bathurst and then I'm also at home in Sydney.
Yeah, so most uni students get a new job like when they're at uni and then maybe usually they go back to their job over summer. So they're in between two or three jobs every year.
Yeah, exactly. So I got one recently and... Okay, everyone always gets up me complaining about every job I have. It's so bad. I get why people think it's really bad of me to complain. But today I have a prime example of exactly why I'm complaining.
Okay, hit me. Look, if you complain too much, I will turn your microphone off.
No. This is only just one general complaint I had this morning. So I'm already not a morning person and I was hired as a night person.
Definitely not. Yep.
And for some reason they just keep putting me on mornings. So yeah, that's the start of it already being bad. And then this morning it was so quiet that I was just standing there and I was like, okay, I've got to find something to do. I'm so bored. Went up to, you know, the guy that knew everything and I was like, is there something I can do? Can you give me a job? I can't just stand here. He goes, oh, the fake plants get a bit dusty. Give them a wipe.
So fake plants. I've seen this sort of stuff before. People water fake plants.
No, I had to wipe it.
So you literally just got a cloth and wiped. I wiped
the dust off it. Yes.
That would have been fun for 45 minutes.
I lengthened it out for 2 hours.
2 hours wiping plants?
Yeah, whilst also reading the newspaper at the same time.
Multitasking done right. At least if anyone asks you about the news for the day, you're like, yep.
I actually know.
The story over there by plant number 3 is actually very excellent, so check that one out.
Oh, it was ridiculous. I was just like, you know what I mean? Like, do you prefer a job? Like, it's more worth the money when you're busy and you prefer, like, you don't mind doing long hours when you're busy and the time's going fast.
100%.
I want to go home when I'm wiping fake plants for 2 hours and I just want to go back to bed.
100%.
When do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, yes, that's complaining and I'm earning money so I should shut up. But also, like, that is just so pointless.
When you're there, when you're there and you know you don't need to be there, that's the worst.
It's the worst. Why am I standing here looking like an idiot, falling asleep while I'm standing up?
Are you talking about work or just normal?
Anyway, so I thought, okay, Alex, you need to be realistic. There are worse things in life. I always like to tell myself when I'm being a bit of a princess. So I looked up 40 most boring jobs.
Okay, look.
To make me feel better.
Yeah, obviously you think your job's a bit boring at times and everyone thinks their job's a bit boring.
Yeah, yeah.
But
some people love their job and I'm like, I can't wait to finish uni and actually have that in the... Because I'm obviously studying what I want to do. So in the meantime, doing stuff that I don't find interesting, motivating. Obviously, I don't enjoy doing it. I think that's fair enough.
Exactly. So obviously you're not going to go on to be a model when you finish uni, but like I was thinking...
That was the plan, so way to ruin it.
Sorry about that. look... One of the most boring jobs I could actually find, I was doing the other day, and it's terrible, was ironing. People that do ironing full-time is terrible.
So like a laundromat would be bad. I feel like they don't individually iron everything, though. I think they have a strategy there. Okay, here's this. So obviously someone that packs boxes, that's not very fun. That'd be a bit boring.
Quite boring.
Also a pork scratcher spotter. The person...
Sorry? A pork scratching spotter.
The person who makes sure no hairy pork scratchings make it into the packet.
But that's a job that has to be done as well.
I know. That poor person. And then this...
Imagine a bit of hairy pork.
Oh, this is the best thing. That's my third hairy pork of the day.
And the guy gets fired because you didn't pick them out.
Yeah. What did I do wrong? You left a hair on the pork.
The one that got through.
A person, a trophy polisher.
Okay, that'd be pretty cool. You get to see everyone's cool trophies they've got. And you get to laugh at the people that have got shit trophies.
A Disney World ride attendant? I don't think that that's boring.
No, because you're always watching people have fun and you're never having fun.
Oh, my God. The toll booth operator, like at a parking place. Oh, my God. I feel bad for them. They're just sitting there taking your spare change to pay for it. That's bad. And a paint watcher.
Oh, someone gets paid to watch paint dry?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sign me up. Can I do something else at the same time?
No.
Do your eyes have to be open while you do it?
Yeah, right? Probably not.
Bummer, I'd love a nap.
Aaron and Alex on 2MCE.
There's been some big news coming out of Canberra this weekend.
Yes, they had Groove in the Moo yesterday.
They did. They have a massive festival each year, Groove in the Moo.
Yeah.
Look, for the first time ever, we see Canberra as a bit of a progressive government, quite a fair bit, and we've seen it again this year with Groove in the Moo. They've organised a pill testing tent, which has allowed people to take any substances they were thinking about consuming at the event to the tent, which can be tried. It is an Australian first to make sure it's safe for them.
Yeah, first pill testing ever, I believe, at a festival.
The results have been a bit varied from the event. A lot of people did comment to say the tent was quite hard to find, and they did still fear of police following them and arresting them. The government came out beforehand and said, that's not going to happen. We want you to use this facility if you would like to be safe at the event. But they did find a lot of weird things there.
Yeah. Tell us.
They found a lot of the tablets. They tested over and found over 85 different substances in these tablets.
In one?
No, in the range of tablets.
Okay, right, sorry.
Over the couple of day festival.
I was going to say, wow, it's a compact.
They found quite a few that were pure and high quality, but they also found a couple that were very, very bad. They had a special ingredient in them called emphalone. This ingredient basically can cause death quite quickly and causes a lot of overdoses for a lot of people. Those tablets were actually disposed of immediately, and the people that were going to take them were very thankful and happy.
Yeah.
Anyone that did have something tested, they were actually given a special armband to put on their arm. So if something did happen to them, they knew what was wrong. So they gave them that extra protection throughout the festival as well. But some of those weird things they found in there was toothpaste. They found a weird toothpaste
paint?
That was in one of them. There was paint.
There was also
a muscle rub.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's
these
disgusting.
Weird things that just aren't safe to be taken into the human body. And look, there's those mixed reviews. We won't see it in Townsville in the next couple of days, next weekend. We won't see it in there up there.
So it's only in Canberra?
Only in Canberra.
Wow.
Because the Canberra government have made that move. But hopefully we see the rest of the states, because I think it is a good idea, don't you, Will?
I think it's a really good idea. And I think that, as long as, obviously if there was some sort of consequences of people turning up, they wouldn't do it. But with that incentive, it's giving people the option to check. And probably I would definitely encourage it.
I think people are going to do it no matter what.
You don't know what you're getting when you buy it. No way would they know.
Yeah, 100%. And it's better safe than sorry sort of
circumstance. Yeah. I mean, you are what you eat. So you know what's in bread, you know what's in milk, then, you might as well test what's in that instead of just shoving it down your gob and hoping for the best.
Aaron and Alex.
Systems are offline.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are listening to Aaron and Alex.
Yes, Aaron and Alex for the second hour of the show this afternoon. A little bit more hardcore on that one, hey, on the intro. Alex has just recovered after stuffing up the weather. We apologise.
Sorry, everyone. Oh. I'm really sorry. I just looked at the sheet of all tomorrow's weather and I just thought tomorrow was today, so apologies.
Yep. Well, can't read weather, so you're fine. You'll never get a job
but
in the news.
I have other talents, right?
Yep, playing games on your phone. So.
True.
Aaron and Alex.
Alex, there has been a disastrous event happening over the weekend.
You're going to upset me.
I know, you're going to get really upset by this. And I've got a little game for you to play as well. Four little puppies, little cute puppies, went missing on Saturday night.
These Where?
Little boys at a pet shop in Melbourne. Let me show you a photo of them.
No, don't show.
They're all missing currently.
Oh, my God.
The four little boys are missing.
No.
It's so sad. They're little...
They're so cute.
Yeah, so
are
sad.
Are they little fluffy cavoodles?
They are.
Oh, cavoodles. I knew the breed and everything.
They're worth over $3,000 each, so it is a big theft.
There's cavoodles everywhere in the eastern suburbs.
Middle of the night. Of course there is.
Parade the cavoodles, but gosh, they're cute pups.
But Al, look, I've got a little game for you to play. It is called Cute or Not. Are you ready?
Okay.
You are listening to Aaron and Alex.
Okay, so I'm going to show you a photo of a set of puppies and you have to tell me if it's cute or not. Ready?
Okay. Oh.
All you can do is make
noises. Can that be my version of cute? No, the listeners will be like, what is that noise? Change it. Okay, cute.
Cute? What is he?
It's a little puppy Labrador.
Oh, okay. You ready for the next one?
Yes. Oh, my God. Dogs are my favourite breed. You can't put me through
this. Is he cute or not?
He's cute.
He's got a little bit of a buck eye.
He's got a bit of a bung eye and a few teeth going directly out of his mouth, but still cute.
This bad boy is playing with his ball, as
I'm
we
sure
can see.
I'm sure if he, like, yeah, cute.
He's a big boxer.
Cute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he's got two wonky eyes. They're in the back of his head.
Oh, he's just excited about the ball.
These little two?
Oh, no. These little...
This one reminded me of you because you always wear your overalls and these two
overalls.
Are in their overalls
too.
Do I
look like a... I would love if people were like, you look like a cute little Labrador
look,
in your
don't
overalls.
Don't look like a Labrador when you're in your overalls. And this little boy is my last
little
favourite.
Oh, he's a little Frenchie.
He's a little Frenchie and he's doing a little bit of physical activities on the swings, having a go.
On the baby swing too.
I know.
I used to get stuck in them because I used to think I could still fit in them.
Yep. Me too. Got a big bum. Can't help that. Hey.
I don't think you ever fit into that, even as a baby. You had a ghetto from birth.
It's Aaron and Alex for your Monday afternoon.
You are listening to the Aaron and Alex podcast.
There has been a lot of news coming out of Bachelor in Paradise, Alex, because...
My favourite.
I am the bachelor of the radio show, but I'm definitely not in paradise on a Monday afternoon. What's been happening this week?
What are you talking about? Yeah, you are.
Okay, sometimes I'm in paradise.
So tonight's the finale, so that's why I wanted to bring it up. So actually, I won't talk about it anymore.
Finally, it's over.
Please, you had like 5 segments of Married in First Sight.
Okay, I liked Married, I watched it, but Bachelor in Paradise?
Not
sure.
I really enjoyed it, but it's all a bit boring right now. And like once they're all in couples, you're just like, ugh.
Basically, you don't like it when they fall in love.
Yeah, you're just like boring. I mean, that's why we all watch reality television, the entertainment.
Exactly.
I don't want to see people making out for half an hour. That's not why I watched it. I mean, yeah, maybe 2 minutes I'll enjoy it, but not half an hour.
Okay.
Anyway, so the finale is tonight and this big thing about someone proposing. Now, one of the guys on the show has said last night on its episode, I'm considering proposing. Not only has he been on The Bachelorette before, he's also been on Bachelor in Paradise and he proposed on that. So he thinks he's going to go round two and propose to a different girl 2 weeks knowing you're in Bachelor in Paradise again. So if he does it, I'm going to be like,
he's a keeper.
Wow. Yeah, he's genuine.
He's a quick faller. Yeah, that's my problem with it.
There's proposal after 2 weeks. Is that even real?
No, you don't even know someone after 2 weeks. You couldn't even list 3 good things about someone after 2 weeks, could you?
Yes, you can, Aaron. If you're spending 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, but you don't do that straight away with them.
No, you don't get married straight away.
There's four couples left at the moment, isn't there?
There's four.
Okay.
Jared and Kira, hilarious but weird. Tara and Sam, perfect. I'm actually quite envious. And then Megan and Jake, never going to last.
Right.
And then there's Ali and Grant, the American guy Grant, that's going to do the double national proposal. TV proposal.
Yep.
And Ali, who in my opinion has crazy eyes, so she'll definitely say yes if he proposes. And she's already, like, considering moving to LA and stuff like that. They're already, like, it's,
so it's
full
crazy.
Speed
They're
ahead.
Crazos.
It's full speed ahead. It freaks me out. Kira also said, I'm not going to believe Jared is committed unless he says I love you.
Right.
It's been 2 weeks, guys.
They're crazies. They're all crazies. Which one do you think you are the most?
I like to say Tara because everyone else likes
Miss Popular. You like to think you like
her. I don't want to be the villain on reality. Imagine if I'm on reality and I turn out to be the villain. I'll be like, that was such a waste of time.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool. Get a bit of a following. Look at Davina.
Following
now.
And just, oh yeah, Davina, she's got all her comments. You're not allowed to comment on her Instagrams anymore.
Aren't you? She
turned
commenting
it.
Off.
She's turned commenting off because she got that much crap off
yeah.
of it.
But she wants and the followers, but she's turned the comments
the
off.
MKR, the two girls contestants, they've come out saying they've been edited and portrayed as these villains.
Yep, fair
They're
enough.
They're copying it a lot. As well as previous people from The Bachelor or Bachelorette saying the same thing. That would just be the worst.
To be honest, the Bachelor in Paradise contestants, you wait, give them 2 months, their contracts will end and they'll break up.
Oh, yeah, a lot. Like, I think that Sam and Tara might stay together and that's probably it.
Hopefully we stay together for a little bit longer here.
Keep dreaming.
Oh, well, we're here till 6 o'clock. I've locked the door, so you're not getting out.
This is the Aaron and Alex podcast.
There's been a bit of trouble in the workplace for you, Al, and I've had the same sort of situation happen to me before, but look, you start a new job, you meet a lot of new people, and you're put into some awkward situations.
This was an accidental one, though.
Yes, well, fair enough. Mine was accidental too, but you go first.
Mine was funny, though.
Oh, okay.
For me. For me, it was hilarious. For the other person, it wasn't.
Tell me.
So I messaged my manager just to let him know I wasn't available for this certain weekend. And
the text messages when you first message your manager as well, they're always so awkward.
They're just straightforward.
Yes, you put their name at the top, you put your name at the bottom.
Yeah.
It gets really formal and text Thanks, messages just, are never like that.
No, because it's just a, you know, formal thing.
Exactly.
It's a formal text. Anyways, I got a very informal reply.
What did you get back?
A video.
Of what?
Him, like, just doing this weird act, like, so it's hard to explain. Basically, he licked his fingers and then, like, straightened up his eyebrows.
Right, so he sent you a weird video of him, like,
yeah,
looking at himself in the camera.
Yeah, and then a weird, creepy smile at the end.
Okay.
And I was sitting at my desk like, what on earth is this? Why has he sent me this? I've literally only met him twice. So I was so confused. Thought, okay, surely he just accidentally sent it to me. He did. Poor
so
guy.
So it was an accident. Didn't
yeah,
mean
he
to
was
come
just
to
trying
you.
To be funny and send it to his friend, but he sent it to me.
The accidental video to you.
And he replied saying, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. I was meant to send that to someone else. So
you've got
I
one up
thought...
On you've got one up.
I had one up, but I was like, you know what? I'm fun-loving. I like to laugh at things rather than make things awkward.
Yep.
So I waited for my boyfriend to get home because I didn't have a phone at the time, so I had to borrow his video camera. And I just copied the exact same thing he did by licking his fingers.
So you sent him the same video
I
back.
I sent him the exact same video back. That's it.
Give us his number and I'll send him the same video.
No,
as well.
You didn't get to join in on the fun video game.
Imagine that, just give his number.
That just,
his
I thought I was doing the right thing by making light of an awkward situation and he replied, good on ya.
Is that all he replied?
And I got more shifts, but they're all in the morning.
At least you got a reward out of it. Look, I had the same sort of thing happen to me when I was in my last job. I walked into office one day. Things were really weird. You know when something's up in the workplace, you can just tell there's little conversations going on everywhere.
Gossip?
And it gets weird.
Workplace gossip.
Exactly. Got called into the office and the boss goes, look, I'm not meant to tell you this, but one of your co-workers out there, the one we don't really like, sent me a message last night and he was like, you're so far up my bum that that you basically own the place. He meant to send it to his wife, but he sent it to the boss. And look, he was fired later that afternoon.
What?
Yep. They dismissed him for it.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
That's slack.
I know. He lost his job over it just because he sent a naughty text to the wrong person.
That's what I mean. This is exactly what I'm saying. You've got to make light out of an awkward situation.
I know. She wanted him gone, so it doesn't really matter.
Maybe he thought it was legit and was like, oh, yeah. And then he just got rejected, so he fired him as a response.
I know, rough, hey?
That is rough. I don't agree with that at all.
Well, I'll never fire you. That's all that matters. It's Aaron and
I think
Alex.
You've been tempted a couple times. Do
you
know what's coming
next? You are listening to Aaron and Alex.
Yes, it's Aaron and Alex for your Monday afternoon. It is nearly 6 o'clock, Al. We've done a cheeky swap sides and
I'm in the big seat.
I'm nervous.
I'm just going to embrace it. Nope, sit down and relax. I have got the panel control because we've just always let Aaron have that job purely because not only is he bossy boots, he has more experience. But now I'm learning, so I'm going to take over.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it, but Al, look, I
feel more superior, more confident, all of it.
I wanted to bring up this afternoon, there's a story that I've actually discussed on our show previously with some of my previous co-hosts about a monkey, okay? Now, he is a monkey that had took a selfie. We don't know how he took the selfie. He took the selfie himself, got a camera and took it off the photographer. The photographer is basically in the jungle, so it was a wild monkey, so it's pretty crazy. But this photo was taken in 2011 when the monkey was 7 years old. I showed you a photo of him a little while ago.
I just don't believe that he took the photo.
Well, it has been proven he took the photo and the photographer's saying he took the photo.
I didn't think he posed then. I'm going to retract my statement.
But there was a big court case that's just happened about the photo. And who owns the copyright to it?
Oh, yes, worth a lot, is it now?
The PETA Animal Organisation, because it's the first photo an animal's taken of themselves, they've been arguing the monkey should own the photo. Therefore, that money, the money that the photo makes, the monkey should own.
Technically, the monkey didn't give any of these people consent to put it online anyways. So it is the monkey's photo.
Well, they want the money to go to PETA to look after animals and help them.
Okay.
Whereas the photographer, he wants the money for himself.
Yeah, right.
So this big case has been going on at the moment.
It's
just concluded. And we have found the animal doesn't own the photo.
If that was a human, would have been completely different.
Exactly. But the animal doesn't own the photo for the fact that the law doesn't allow for animals to own photos.
Slack.
The guy that actually didn't take the photo, but he owned the camera, he now gets copyright, but he has decided to give 25% of his earnings to PETA, the animal organisation. So win-win for both sides, but the poor monkey...
Still nothing for the monkey. They should frame it and put it on his... in his cage.
In his cage?
Is he from a zoo?
No, he's not from a zoo. He's a wild animal.
Oh, good for him. Oh, he can just take it around everywhere.
We'll give him copies of the photo.
Yeah, like different little places. He's got his little hiding spots. Sorry, that was... I hate to have assumed that he was from a zoo, but I was like, how else would he have got his hands on a camera and whatnot?
Yeah, well, he's a wild animal, and we don't know what wild animals do we?
No, we don't. But they still have rights to consent whether a photo is distributed online, and that goes for everyone else.
You are listening to Aaron and Alex.
This is Aaron and Alex. It is 6:03 at the moment. So we're going to talk you out and hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, guys. Don't forget 7:30 on Channel 10 is Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, it's not far away from Bachelor in Paradise, Al, but I've got a really good feeling over here.
Of what exactly?
I've just got a really good feeling because from you, I've got an IOU in the bag. Whenever I want, I can cash in this IOU, but I've got it.
Oh, my God. Yes, I know. I asked Aaron for a favour and it's not like I appreciate Aaron actually does a lot for me and he's going to appreciate this even more. I'm saying it on the radio. I do value him a lot, but he usually will tend to use it against me.
Oh, the cash in's coming. Like, it's coming. I don't know when or where it's going to happen either to you, but I'm going to cash in sometime very soon.
Don't go for this whole diabolical plan of how I'm going to return the favour. Look, I was desperate for a favour. I asked you out of pure desperation.
Yes, you missed the train the other day from Sydney back to Bathurst.
I missed it by 30 seconds, and the next ones only went to Lithgow and not Bathurst.
I had to make the long trip to Lithgow. I've got an IOU in the bag for fuel money, for the driving time, for the food I provided on the trip as well. That was optional, but you still ate it all. I just feel so good. It's just a great feeling to know you've got an IOU in the bag.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it myself, but anywho, I'm just going to, like, just stop you there because I'm sick of you. It's dawning on me, this whole IOU favour.
Okay, well, we'll see you again next week, and maybe I'll cash in during this week, or maybe I'll just hold it. Who knows?
Yeah, if you guys have any suggestions of what Aaron should use his IOU for, contact us on Facebook. It's just under Aaron and Alex. See you guys next week from 4 till 6 again on Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. This has been Aaron and Alex. Please subscribe to our podcast and like us on Facebook.